and happy tax time also goes right along with that. We're going to get you prepared. We have some epiphanous moments here to share with you in regards to some new things, or things you maybe you've thought about but never did do. And I have Mr. Howard Ellison here in the studios with us. He is Mr. Answer Man. He has all your answers for your tax questions coming up here right after this guy talks to you.
For over 60 years, Wormer Rogers Duran & Ruzan have been your full-service CPA firm delivering accounting, tax, and audit solutions to meet all of their clients' needs. The professionals at Wormer Rogers Duran & Ruzan are experienced, highly trained, and well-versed in a variety of industries. WRDR brings the experience of a large firm with the personal attention and individualized approach. You can only receive that from a local mid-sized firm. Wormer Rogers Duran & Ruzan has been serving the greater Joliet area since 1957. WRDR is the largest locally owned and managed accounting firm in Will County. Contact the professionals at WRDR now to prepare your taxes. Go to WRDR.com or call them at 815-730-6250 or stop in at 755 Essington Road in Joliet. Wormer Rogers, Duran & Ruzan, the trusted name in accounting and tax services for over 60 years.
Howard Ellison, good morning, sir. You're looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and we're going to, you know, we have such a short time here. Quantum speed takes place here on this show, so we're going to get right into it because we know a lot of you folks out there, whether you're a small business owner, an employee, an employer, you're at home, working at home, whatever you are, we've got information for you. But first, one of the things that we talked about this is the dark side of things, I guess. It's a sad situations that take place from time to time. But let's talk about something new involving divorce, which starts in January, but the tax and alimony payments. It's a brand new law going into effect.
Yeah, I mean, this actually ties to, and good morning, by the way.
Thank you.
This ties to the Tax Cut and Job Act that was actually passed a year ago. So some of the items don't take effect until now. One of those, they gave divorce a one-year delay where alimony payments are no longer going to be deductible to the payer or taxable to the recipient, starting with new divorce agreements January 1 of 2019.
So there's no grandfathering in that?
No. Well, there is. The old, you know, if you're already divorced, right, or have a separation agreement prior to January 1,
okay,
then you get to deduct it,
okay,
and it's taxable to the recipient unless there's a substantial modification and you incorporate that in the new agreement. So, divorce down to the wire, obviously, if it hasn't happened yet, but it's in the process, you're down to the wire. And I know a lot of the attorneys are taking this into consideration. But you may not, you know, you don't necessarily have to get your divorce finalized by December 31st, but you do need to at least get a support agreement finalized prior to January 1st. And I would say to try to make sure it's going to happen and be applicable, I would have that first payment happen in 2018 as well, and then incorporate it into the divorce agreement, even if it's in January of 19 or February of 19. Make sure whatever agreement you have for the support side is incorporated into the final divorce decree. But the law doesn't say it has to be a divorce. It says divorce, it's support agreement. So,
okay. So
you can have that. You know, some divorces have temporary support, or you can actually agree to. And a lot of times those will actually be incorporated into the final agreement as well. They've already got the numbers. So get that thing finalized, and you might be able to at least maintain the deductibility and the taxability to the recipient. This all ties to, remember, when they do the tax cuts, they also have to have some offsets, right? So one of the offsets was, let's no longer allow you to shift income to a lower tax bracket, because generally in when you have alimony, the payer is in, mm-hmm, a higher tax bracket than the payee. I'm not going to say husband, wife, because I've actually had clients where it's the opposite.
Right.
So, you know, it's whoever's earns more is usually the one paying, so whether it be the husband or wife. And it's in a higher tax bracket, so you're shifting the income, and it's been around for decades. But they're finally taking that away now. But all the old divorce decrees are being grandfathered in. So if you can't get your divorce finalized, if you can get that support agreement in, I think you have a good shot at least keeping that.
Okay. All right. So we start out our holiday show with divorce down to the wire.
Yeah, a little moribund here, but, you know, that's okay.
Let's do something
that way. Now we can lighten it up.
Yeah, let's lighten it up with deductions. Let's get some increased standard deductions. And how in the world do we do that and live a happier life?
All right. So as I'm sure everyone already knows, the standard deductions were increased this year. There was the limit on the state and local tax deductions. Remember last year we told everyone in last December, go pay those real estate taxes in advance. And there were big lines, I think sometimes up to an hour and a half at the Will County Treasurer's Office to make those payments. So, and then also there's lower tax rates now, right? So now we have a higher standard deduction. We have lower tax rates. And before I forget, I want to remind people that even though your taxes may be lower this year, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a bigger refund.
Because
you've probably been getting it in your paycheck every week, other week, whatever. So you've probably already been getting an advance on that tax cut. So make sure you're looking at your taxes, what your total tax is year to year, to see your tax savings, not necessarily your refund. Your refund could even go down, but that doesn't mean your taxes went up. Make sure you're... when you compare your tax returns, always compare the taxes, not the refunds or the payment.
Which is good because there are many people I've talked to over the years, you know, probably not the best thing to do, but people do this because they like to get that check. It's kind of like they look at it as a bonus check coming in the spring.
Right. There are people that over withhold.
Right.
And, you know, I think we told them last year, make sure you're checking your withholding. And we'll probably touch on that again maybe next month.
Okay.
To have people review their withholding, et cetera. But for now, let's go back to the higher standard deduction. So basically, instead of lamenting this change, you know, so less people are going to be itemizing, obviously, because you've got a double standard deduction. But let's not lament this. That can be a good thing because it's a free deduction, right? You know, standard deduction is not a bad thing. It just means that the government's giving you a deduction bigger than what you are spending. So that's good.
That is good.
Right?
That is good.
So, but there is something you can do about it where you can maybe even make it better. Okay? And probably the biggest thing you can do.
I love this idea, by the way.
If you have significant charitable donations, because remember your cap now on your state and local tax is $10,000. So really all you've got is $10,000 there, charity and mortgage interest. So you can't really change your mortgage interest either, but you can change your charity. Okay, so instead of giving, say, a few grand a year in charity, why not bunch those donations, especially if they're, you know, to the major charities that you donate to, into 1 year. Mm-hmm. And then take advantage of the standard deduction in 1 or 2 years. Okay. Now what you've done is you've created a bigger pile for 1 year. So let's use an example. Let's say your standard deduction now is going to be $24,000. And if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to have $25,000 in itemized deduction. So you're only spending $1,000 more every year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and let's say out of that $25,000 you're spending, let's say $11,000 a year is charity, and the rest is mortgage interest, et cetera. So 11 a year is charity. So instead of spending 11 a year, let's take 30 of that, because we're still going to have some small charity, church and stuff you're going to want to give to the weekly basket, right? So let's take 30 of that, and we'll bunch it in 1 year. So now, instead of 25... we've got $45,000 deduction in 1 year, and then we still get $24,000 the other years. So instead of $75,000 over 3 years, we've got an extra $20,000. We got $95,000. So, and if we're in a 30% bracket and we've just added $20,000 in deductions, that's $6,000 in taxes.
Yeah, that's right. So now you out there listening in here now, you're in traffic, you're in the car, you know, you're trying to digest all of this. You need a little follow up. Go to WRDR.com, okay? Because there you get the phone numbers, you get direct to Mr. Ellison, and maybe you need to sit down and have a little conversation about some of the matters we're going to talk about today and in January.
Right, and I want to make sure people understand. Now, some of the charities, of course, remember, they kind of budget. So when you do this bunching, there are ways of doing it without giving it directly to the charity right away. They're called donor-advised funds, and you can do this through major brokerages like Schwab, Vanguard, Fidelity. I know they have them. Usually there's a limit, at least $5,000, I think, in general. But those are great ways to do it. So you give it to the donor-advised fund, and then you get the deduction now, but the charity gets it, you know, annually for, say, over the three-year period. So now they still can budget, and they get the growth in the income, by the way. So, you know.
I think that's news to a lot of people. I think that's really news to a lot of people, Howard, and I thank you for that, for bringing that to our attention. And WRDR, which is Werman Rogers, Rana Ruzan, the accounting firm there on Essington and Black, real close to Black, right next to the Dame's Funeral Home. But go online because you get the address, the phone number, and the different partners that are there. Howard Ellison is one of the partners of this fine firm. Well, let's talk, because we do have a significant number of folks who are business owners who are listening in here on a Thursday morning. Do you have some... Well, you have some good news for them.
Right, and I'm sure they're aware of this, okay, but now's the time to be planning for it. So we have the new small business deduction, 20% for pass-through entities or sole proprietors, partnerships, S-corporations. It's a 20%, basically a free deduction, okay? It's a small business deduction. And this was passed to offset the lower flat tax for the C-corp, in the Tax Jobs Act last year as well. So, but there are certain thresholds that can, we call it phase in, but you know, people probably more familiar with the term phase out. So if you go over these certain thresholds, you may get phased out of getting this deduction, especially if you're in certain personal service businesses like accountants, lawyers, et cetera. Okay, so... And those thresholds are, you know, just, and they're based on taxable income, start at $315,000 if you're married, or $157,500 if you're an unmarried taxpayer. So if you're nearing those thresholds, then now's the time to do those projections and say, hey, I might be near that threshold. And then, you know, it phases fully out at $415,000. So what am I going to do? Well, if you're going to need assets, you know, you're going to need some new fixed assets. Vehicles, computers, whatever. You might want to purchase those before the year end. Get them in service. They have to actually be in service, okay, by the end of the year to bring that income back down so you don't go over that threshold, okay? And then on top of that, and this is something you can actually even do after the year end, as long as you have a plan in place. Try to have a plan in place, but you can increase your pension or profit sharing for both the owners and employees to reduce that income. And that's something that actually can be done even after the year ends, which is great because now, even though you know it might be coming, you can budget for it, but you don't know the number. You can figure out the number when you get your tax return done. Your preparer can figure out the number and say, hey, we need to do this to bring you down to take advantage of the deduction. And usually a good chunk of that contribution is going to go back to the owner anyway. But it's going into his pension account.
You have brought us so many golden nuggets here this morning to share with people. One of the for those of us who are at a certain age, we have to take some minimum distributions out of our IRA.
Right, and actually, yeah, this kind of ties to what I was talking about with bunching. So let's say you're not going to bunch your charity. And let's say you don't have a lot in itemized deductions and you're not going to get to the $24,000. Well, there's other things you can do. If you're taking required distributions from your IRA, remember it's an IRA, not a 401k.
Right.
It's got to be an IRA. You're 70 and a half. You're required to take these distributions instead, and you don't need to, let's say. So you've got other income, and you don't need this.
You don't need the money.
Right. Or you don't need all of it.
Yeah.
Okay, because you don't have to do all of it. So what you can do is you can do what's called a qualified charitable distribution by giving a letter of direction directly to your administrator to send part of your IRA, up to $100,000 of your RMD, directly to a charity instead of to you. You don't touch it. It goes directly to the charity. Okay, now, even though when you get your 1099, you don't have to report that as income. You don't get the deduction, and that's okay, because you're not going to report it as income. Okay, that qualified charitable donation. It's basically a tax-free distribution to you because it's going directly to a charity. Keeps your taxable income down, so it's the same as getting a deduction. Now you're still going to get that big standard deduction, plus you're getting this basically out of your income, okay? And you may even reduce your taxable Social Security benefits, or you may stay in a lower capital gains tax rate because you've kept your other income down, okay? So it can be a win-win.
Yeah. Now, is this relatively new, or has it been going on, and I've missed this?
This has been going on. We've talked about this, the qualified charitable donations before. But now it's become more important, I think, with the double standard deduction.
Yeah.
These are planning tools that are even more important now because you're even less likely to get these deductions elsewhere. So you might want to say, let's change our strategy, is basically what I'm saying.
Okay. Now, I really feel led to keep telling you about this because I think there's some of you out there who are thinking, my God, I didn't know that, or I forgot that. These are things I need to do. Boys and girls and moms and dads, there's only weeks left of this year. So you need to do these things. You know, no procrastinators out there this morning.
Yeah.
You'll have to go to WRDR.com or don't call him now because he's here, but you could go and make that phone call. What's the general line?
It's 815-730-6250.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to mention, some people take their RMD early, their required minimum distribution early. So you might have already taken it. Well, that's okay. Just remember in January, if you do it early, think about the qualified charitable donation instead of taking the distribution directly. Give it, again, contact your plan administrator. They'll tell you how to give them the letter of direction and have it sent directly to the charity.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they have these template letters and they send it to you, you sign it, and that's all there's to the process.
It's not that complicated. Let me put it that way. It's just there's certain information that has to be there. They do have to know who they're giving it to, obviously. And you have to make sure you tell your tax preparer because he's going to need to know how much of it is non-taxable because there's no special code on that tax form you get. So you have to make sure you keep your paperwork for this.
So deferred income and IRAs, and we started out with the happy note of divorce information for folks. We are going to also plan to have you come back, and we're not finished yet. You need to give me maybe one more good tax-saving idea here, but I want you to know that you can walk in, best to call first, but you can get a free consultation at Wilmer Rogers, Duran & Ruzan, either with their partners or their managers, their accountants or CPAs. It is Will County's largest locally owned firm, and they've been around since, 1957.
But 57. No, don't just walk in.
Yeah, I know. But, if you walk in, they get this candy jar at the front counter. No, call for an appointment because they want to sit down with you and spend some valuable time with you as well, too. Okay? All right. Give me something exciting here.
All right. Well, it's really down to... We're at the last minute now. So as always, remember at year end, whenever possible, defer that income to the next year. It's always better to wait to pay that tax. So if you're a salesman and you can get that commission in January, wait till January to take that commission. And if you're a business, maybe wait a couple extra days to put that bill out, put it near the year, end of the year. Or, if you're accrual basis, bill them in January 2nd instead of December 31st. And then pay those expenses before the year end to reduce that current year income. So if you have expenses that you can pay, prepay January's rent, pay it in December, things like that, at least reduce your income this year. And those, again, might be able to help you as far as that small business deduction as well. So if you're getting near those thresholds.
And buy some equipment.
And, well, if you need it. Now, remember, never spend money just to get a deduction, okay? always say, well, do I need it? I mean, or am I going to need it in the near term?
Yeah.
Okay, don't buy something you're not going to need for 2 years because now you're just using up your cash flow. Right. You could use it for better purposes. Okay, so no, don't just buy stuff.
You know, one of the thoughts I had when you were talking about the IRA situation and also giving to the charitable donations, of all of the different industries that Wilmer Rogers, Duran & Ruzan are professionals in, and that's one of it, the non-for-profits. You do a lot of non-for-profit work.
Right,
and those organizations.
Right, and that's more, not really last minute, but there are some special things that that we've talked about earlier in the year that I've actually given some presentations and been to some seminars regarding some Illinois credits that you can get for special charities such as Habitat for Humanity and things. But it's kind of late to do that now, but it's definitely something that you should be considering. Because now those also, you can get dollar for dollar credits on your state tax, okay, instead of having to worry about bunching things for the federal tax. Some of them you can even get both, and you can really get reap a pretty good windfall in tax savings while doing good for the community.
You know, that reminds me, and I'm going to tell you folks out there to be watching for it. Those of you who live in Joliet, those of you who do not, you can catch it on YouTube because I want to schedule. In fact, I'm going to do it today. We'll do it off the air to get you because you did such a great job with Habitat for Humanity in terms of the tax implications, which are on the positive side when you work with organizations like that. We're going to do that on Channel 6. I'm trying to get a hold of Nicole, and we'll put that whole thing together, and you be a part of that. We'll do it over at Al's Steakhouse, and we'll have a special show coming up. I think we'll do that air early January.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Real good. Thank you so much. Once again, it's Howard Ellison over at Wilmer Rogers, Duran & Ruzan, and I'm Richard Fredrickson. All brought your way by Wilmer Rogers, Duran & Ruzan. We thank them for that. And, this is 1340 WJOL, Will County's news, talk, and sports.
And happy holidays.
Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience. For a high-quality oil change, tire rotation, or manufacturer-recommended service,